That aired on Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
President Trump claimed his longtime personal attorney only worked for him part-time and made up lies to reduce his legal exposure. In an interview taped Wednesday for Fox and Friends, Trump said such flipping almost ought to be illegal. Trump made the comments as his White House struggled to manage the fallout after Cohen said Trump directed a hush money scheme to buy the silence of two women who say they had affairs with him. The president suggested that Cohen's legal trouble stemmed from his other businesses, including involvement with the New York City taxicab industry. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States and China have escalated their trade war by implementing punitive 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of each other's goods. Reuters' Grace Lee reports as talks between the two are underway to try and defuse tensions.
This week, Washington is holding hearings on what goes into a much larger list of targets, taking up to $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. They may equal higher prices on U.S. store shelves. Among the thousands of things on that list, everything from furniture and clothes to seafood. President Trump has threatened to go even further and impose duties on virtually all of China's exported goods to the U.S., about $500 billion worth of products a year. But there's very little in the works to stop that from happening.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. In the face of senior cabinet ministers resigning Thursday morning, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull called for his challengers to show him a petition proving that he had lost the party's support before he would agree to a second leadership vote. If presented with that list, that vote could take place on Friday. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that he had asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to study South African land and farm seizures and killing of